Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud.
Will you please turn down that rambunctious cacophony?
Loco!
Our band is actually from the surrounding immediate metropolitan area encompassing that which is known as the Great Northwest.
Good evening, rockaholics. Thanks for tuning in. This is Loud and Local with Jolene. 99.9 KISW.
Well, good evening, dear rockaholics and Loud and Local supporters. It is that time once again. For all things Loud and Local, to find out about BJ Shea's featured Loud and Local band, listen to past podcasts, and to find out how to submit your band's material for Loud and Local, hit up the Loud and Local page at KISW.com. And without any further ado, my special guest tonight, all hour long, the gentleman from Mystery Ship. Good evening, guys.
Hey!
I like some good enthusiasm. For 11 o'clock at night, that's pretty damn good.
Rock and roll lifestyle.
Indeed, indeed. Guys, let's go around the studio, introduce yourself, and say what you do within the band.
Hi, I'm Alex, and I play bass guitar and I sing.
I am Travis, and I play the drums.
I'm Josh, and I play guitar.
I'm Mike, and I sing and play guitar. That's what we all do in the band.
I thought we were missing somebody. I was looking right at you like, that's good.
No, we killed the keyboard player.
We also play silent sometimes.
In
harmony.
Tambourine.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe somebody get the eggs.
Oh, the eggs have been brought out. Yep. Mm-hmm. We break them.
So I got to give some love for Mystery Ship. I first saw you guys 2 months ago, I think, give or take, at the Sunset in Ballard, and it was the release show for your new 7-inch LP that's available now. And I walked in, and I think you guys were like halfway through your set, and I was like, damn! Damn! They put some stank on it! And I was really, really impressed, and you guys have a really cool thing going on that night. For those that were at the Sunset, Indino's Earthworm performed, and another band that I don't remember because I've killed a lot of brain cells throughout the years, but that it was a cool time to meet you guys and just be able to shoot the breeze about what's going on. How, for those that are just tuning into Loud and Local that have never heard of the band Mystery Ship, you're on Knickknack Records, but let's go further back. How did you guys, this is kind of like the beginning of the behind the music, this is before everybody goes to rehab, I suppose. How did y'all come together?
Well, it was a long time ago. Me and Alex went to school together.
On a dark and stormy night.
I like that. I like that.
During the day, but I mean,
yeah, I think it was like pretty, yeah, in the morning sometime.
We lived together after moving out here and played music now and then. And then actually, I was looking to join a band and saw an ad that Josh had put up on Craigslist, and we started jamming there. And before long, you know, pieces kind of fell into place. Met Travis, and
yeah, a good buddy of mine kept telling me he knows a band who was totally awesome, but they didn't have a drummer, and I was always kind of like, well, maybe I'll meet him someday. And then I walked over to Mike's place, and Josh and Mike are hanging out there listening to Allman Brothers with their beards down to their...
Oh, you know, That's my jam.
I can get into this.
Yeah, it goes to say, when I saw you guys that night, I was like, oh, these guys are kindred spirits. Like, we're into a lot of the same things. So jamming some Allman Brothers and one hell of a drummer. Oh, my gosh.
No, thank you.
Wow. Wow. Like,
I'm blushing. You can't tell on the radio, though, right?
Exactly. But you play with, like, the big old, like, John Bonham, like, sticks, don't you? Like, it seemed like your drumsticks were extra large.
They're a little on the large side.
That's how you use them.
Exactly. This just sounds like one long dating profile right now. Tell me about the sticks that you use. Let's talk some more here. You guys have a big show happening on the 7th of this month, which is what, Wednesday night?
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night at Studio 7. You guys are on the bill, opening up for Cadaver and the Shrine Studio 7. Nice, good pull. That's a pretty high profile gig. Is that one of your more high profile gigs so far?
Well, I mean, it's a great bill. You know, the Shrine's friends of ours from...
We played a show with them at the Sunset.
A long time ago.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we go back a few years. We're just excited to see them doing well and stoked to play with them again. And, you know, Cadaver.
Yeah, man, really excited about Cadaver for sure.
Absolutely.
I've never seen those guys either. I've always wanted to see them.
I think they've only been to Seattle maybe, like... you know, once or twice before. And
They're not here very often.
They don't play stiff either.
So we were talking about the different places where people can buy Mystery Ship's music, one of which you can go to knickknackrecords.com. You can also go to your website, which is mystery-ship.com. And for those of you listening, if you just go to the KISW Facebook page, I have the band's Facebook page linked right there so you can get to it a little easier. But I know you guys, your music is available on Reverb Nation.
Reverb Nation, it's up there, and Bandcamp as well. So, you know, there's a bunch of different places where you can find it.
The records are also out in the stores, you know.
Excellent. So you can go to an
Spotify
actual...
Spotify, too. Spotify. Rick and Morty. You can find us on Spotify.
Oh, well, right on.
Yeah,
right on.
Hanging around.
When I love going to the record store and just finding stuff that I love to listen to when I'm not working, time off, chill music, groovy music, music that has a good below-the-belt groove, if you know what I mean. And I always crack up at the stickers that are on CDs that say for fans of blank blank blank, and they'll list off some different bands. Like if you like this band, you're probably going to like this band. Mystery Ship, gentlemen, if there was to be a sticker saying for fans of, what would it say for you guys?
Blue Oyster Cult,
Free.
Oh man, that's a good one.
Paul Butterfield Blues Band.
I'd say Cactus.
Rory Gallagher.
Cactus.
Yeah.
Oh,
big,
gosh.
Heavy, loud rock and roll.
I love it. I love
Weird
it.
Weird Al.
Led Zeppelin. Yeah. Weird Al.
Weird Al, total.
Cat Stevens.
Exactly.
Steely Dan.
I love some Steely Dan. I have no bones about that.
You're in good company.
Oh,
yes. We're going to have a Steely Dance party later, right?
We're going to smoke weed later is what's going to happen. We all know this. If you're listening, you can figure it out. Let's go ahead and play a couple of songs from the new 7-inch that's available now. The first song we're going to do is called, let me make sure I'm right on this track, number 9, is Bridge Burner from the new 7-inch that is available that I have a copy of. Thank you so much. Anything you'd like to say about this song? Were there some complexities in writing the song, or
You know, it came together pretty over
10 years, I think. Yeah. We spent
started writing the song when you were 12.
Yeah,
you know, after your first girlfriend broke up with you.
Those are the first.
It was
the
third.
Days.
It was the third. Come on.
But yeah.
Where is she now?
But this record, this 7-inch, was produced by Gordon Raphael, who did Is This It, the first Strokes record.
Really?
Very excited to be working with that guy. So
that's the biggest
backstory to this record.
Wow. You know what? Let's talk more about him, your experience recording, all of that business, and if you've got any good Strokes stories out of the deal. But now let's kick off. Yeah, right? Okay. We're going to play.
We have a list of things we're not supposed to talk about.
We're going to play the song, and they're going to tell me the juicy secrets, and I am a great secret keeper. Trust me, I could bury a lot of people, and they could bury me as well, so it keeps everybody honest. 99.9 KISW, it is Loud and Local. My special guest tonight, Mystery Ship. This is from the new 7-inch, and the song is called Bridge Burner.
Roll in.
loud.
Will you please turn down that rambunctious cacophony?
Loco!
Our band is actually...
At 9.9 KISW, it is loud and local. That is Mystery Ship. The song is Chinatown. Prior to that, Bridge Burner from the new 7-inch, which is available now via Knick Knack Records. I'm joined by Mystery Ship, hanging out in the KISW studios all hour long. Gentlemen, let's go around the studio again. Introduce yourself. Say what you do within the band. I'm going to start.
I'm Mike. I play guitar and I sing.
I'm Josh. I play guitar.
I am Travis, and I play drums.
And I'm Alex, and I play bass guitar.
Yeah. Guys, we were just talking about the producer you worked with, who... Give me his name again.
Gordon Raphael, yeah. He's he was our guy when we worked up at Fastback Studios on that 7-inch with Bridge Burner and Chinatown on it. It was a blast working with him.
Very cool dude, definitely.
Have you found, like, was it an easygoing process? You know, some people,
yeah.
You know, it's more that, like, really intense, like, do it again. And other times it's more of an easygoing thing. But were the experiences
really
like?
It seemed like he wanted to keep things natural and just get the sound of the band and just keep that the way it was, which was really cool. There wasn't too much overproduction and things like that.
He was inspiring in that, you know, it didn't seem rushed or, you know, like a bad vibe or anything like that, but kept things on task. You know, we wanted to keep going ahead for it. And yeah, it was just a good, natural kind of feel the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, he made it really comfortable, I feel like, but he still, you know, I feel like he still was, you know, pushing us to get the best performance that we could get as well. So that was cool. Like, Yeah, it was a great experience.
It's good to have someone tell you that it needs to be done again. And, right. You know, he made it really easy, and it wasn't insulting or anything. You know?
Yeah. Well, I sometimes wonder how it works for bands that do it themselves as far as, like, producing and mixing and everything, because it's like, how are you able to have that outside perspective when you're the one that's playing and so on and so forth? So, interesting, guys. You can check out Mystery Ship as they're on the bill to open up for The Shrine and Cadaver this coming Wednesday night at Studio 7. Tickets are available now. You can find out even more by going to mystery-ship.com. You can also find them on Facebook. You can follow them on Twitter. If you follow KISW on Twitter, we've just been tweeting a little bit today. You can also find out more by going to knickknackrecords.com. How did you guys get connected with Knickknack Records? That's a bit of a tongue twister.
Joe kind of cold called us and was like, "Hey, I heard you guys' stuff, and I was just, you know, I think you guys are great, and let's start. Yeah, let's try and work together and make this happen." And we just went from there.
Yeah, it all just kind of came together really naturally and kind of organically.
Yeah.
You guys are nice and mellow, and I mean mellow in, like, the fun, easygoing way, not in the, like, I'm giving you the silent treatment sort of a way. Was there ever a time in the studio or during a live show when you're compelled to kind of lose your S, you know, with, like, technical stuff and so on and so forth? Has that ever happened with you guys? Or when challenging things roll your way, do you just kind of roll with that as well?
You gotta ride. I toured last fall. There were a couple shows where Josh's amp started messing around.
The first and last show of tour, actually. Well, not the first. The first show, it was in Seattle, but the first show actually on the road.
Uh-huh.
In Portland, my amp quit working on me, and then I got the issue taken care of, so I thought, and then it worked the whole tour until the very last night. That was, you know, pretty frustrating.
The end of the tour. You just wanted the show to just be bigger and more awesome than anything else.
For sure, right.
I think it's the test of not only musicians, but humans in general, when stuff gets messed up and stuff's bad, it's like, how do you deal? How do you come back with that? You know, don't stop the song. Don't break all of your gear, because most can't afford to replace their gear and so on and so forth. So when people can roll with that, I think that's really, really cool.
Yeah, it's necessary. Sometimes.
Warts and all. Yeah, you just got to keep rocking and going and
right on.
Hope for the best. Yeah.
That's the spirit. More with Mystery Ship coming up next as Loud and Local continues. Stand by. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. To find out more about Loud and Local, to check out past podcasts, to find out how to submit your band's material, to link up with the bands, to find out about upcoming shows, hit up the Loud and Local page at KISW.com. A special guest all hour long tonight. I'm joined by the gentleman in Mystery Ship. You can check them out on Facebook. You can also find them on Twitter. The handle is just Mystery Ship Band. If you would like to see what they look like and what kind of shenanigans they get up to.
We're pretty good looking.
You guys are good looking, guys. I won't lie. I only surround myself with attractive people. You can find them on Instagram, just Mystery Ship Band as well. Their label is Knickknack Records, and the website is knickknackrecords.com. You can also see them Wednesday. They're going to be opening up the Cadaver Shrine Bill happening at Studio 7, and tickets are still available now. You can get those online. Is that maybe a brown paper ticket thing?
It's through Studio 7. There's brown paper.
Just go to Studio 7's website or their Facebook page, and you can figure it out. It's not that hard.
They're on there.
The next song we're going to play is called Better Off. Now, when I say the song title, Better Off, what is the first thing that comes to mind about the song?
Well, what it really is about is being better off after a certain point with maybe somebody in particular.
Yeah.
Or without that person.
Yeah, I can dig that.
So, you know, being moving on.
Yeah.
And instead of being worse off.
You're better off.
Yeah.
Some say.
That's my interpretation.
I dig your interpretation.
That's my interpretation
of
it.
I like it.
I only write the lyrics.
Hey! Oh, well played. I will say this.
Got the time.
Some people say, and I think it's a wise thing, when something ends, whatever that may be, it's an opportunity to upgrade in whatever form that
and
may
be. And tell someone to see
life.
You in hell.
Yeah, there's that too, you know. But do you find that if things are going good in life, is it tougher to write music? You know, we all have that thing when you think about some of the great, like, musicians out there, even if you think about, like Clapton and stuff, you know, when he was a mess, great music. Later on, once he was, like, sober and peaceful, music for some, not as good. Do you find that it's easier to write music when your life is in a state of chaos?
No, not necessarily. You know, it's not the ups and downs, you know, they come with great frequency. You're playing that whole time, you know. You never hang it up. You're doing your thing whether it's, you know, good times or bad times.
I mean, you could be equally inspired by all kinds of experiences in life, I would say, the good and the bad. I mean, that's what I would say.
Right.
I just play drums.
I'm cut off. I'm
oh,
cut
you're
off.
Fine. You're fine.
You
I'd be
yeah.
better off
we
shutting
might,
up.
No. You're fine. Trust me. I'm the one who tells you to shut up, and it's fine. So don't even worry about it. Let's go ahead and play the song Better Off. 99.9 KISW. This is Mystery Ship.
Thank you.
99.9 KISW, it is loud and local. That would be Mystery Ship from the EP2, and the song is called Paleo Days. And I was really disappointed to hear that it had nothing to do with the food craze paleo.
You know, it's actually funny you say that, because I work at the book depository, along with my cohort Mike here, and there's a lot of cookbooks about the paleo diet.
Paleo's very popular.
And I was like, paleo, oh, I see a paleo. It's like, you know, like flashing in my brain all the time. That might have had some kind of effect.
Really?
On,
yeah,
I think it might.
Leave it to a chick to bring up some food.
There's some kind of, yeah. Right? Might have been gonged once.
You could see Mystery Ship Wednesday night. They're on the bill opening up for The Shrine and Cadaver. That's happening at Studio 7. Tickets are available now. And then you guys are going to be playing May 23rd at the Lo-Fi, along with Mirror Queen, Harsh Toke.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, two great band names right there. And one other band that there's no way I can remember or say it correctly.
Aqua Nebula Oscillator?
All I would say was, I would just be like, Nebula, and then I'm just thinking about the band Nebula. You can find out about both of those shows by going to mystery-ship.com. You can also find them on Facebook, and that the search is just going to be Mystery Ship Band. I'm not a musician, thank God, because I'm not cut out for that. But I know lots of fellow musicians listen to Loud and Local, and gear is very important. The tone, what you use, how. So tell me, like what you use.
Yeah. Actually, I play a 74 P bass, which is awesome. And I actually bought that from a guitarist who was in Gatsby's American Dream, which was a big band in Seattle about 10 years ago.
Wild! And,
yeah,
that's
so
cool.
But his grandpa played bass guitar with, he was like a session bass guitar player for like Liberace, and so he got this bass guitar passed
wow.
down to him. And
are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. I am not making this up.
That's and, not just for the chicks
no,
right there. Like this has some history with Liberace.
Yeah,
that's
so Liberace,
awesome.
You know, has a connection to my P bass.
That is really cool. Let's talk.
Take that how you will.
All right, let's talk drums.
Well, I got a D drum kit. It's three toms with two on the floor. It's actually made of ash, which is something I had never heard of before and was a little tentative when I bought it. But I found a great price on Craigslist. An old timer was just looking to make some money selling his kit. And I really like it. It's a big, loud, but...
Loud. Seriously loud.
Yeah. But it's still warm. It's, you know, it's an awesome kit. And if you're on somewhat of a budget, you know, it's an excellent option. I recommend it.
Right on.
Well, I play a couple guitars. I play a 71 SG Deluxe, and I also have an old Japanese Les Paul by Greco. They're my two main ones. I play two amps as well. I use a 77 JMP 2204 circuit. I run it through 412s. It's a Soldano cab. I also run a Retro King 212 combo, which is the old Marshall 1976 circuits, 18 watts. It's basically like a mini blues breaker, if that makes any sense to anybody.
Makes sense to me.
It
yeah.
sounds awesome. Well, and it's probably going to make sense to people listening that are musicians.
Yeah, so that's
it sounds fascinating, and I like the way it sounds. So,
yeah, I play a Les Paul in Mystery Ship, and I play it through... a custom amp by Varellen Amplifiers out of, you know, right here in Fremont in Seattle. Ben's built a couple amps for me over the years, and so that's what I play in the band. And, yeah, I have a couple effects pedals by Magic Pedals and, you know, run a pretty simple rig, but it's loud, you know, it's got the job done.
Right on. I feel like, I don't know if I've ever actually asked for all the years that I've done Loud and Local. I don't think I've ever actually asked somebody about the gear that they use. I'm thinking this could be a new Loud and Local segment. Gear Talk with Jolene.
It's those two brothers on NPR. Right?
Exactly. Mystery Ship are my special guests tonight for Loud and Local. You can see them May 7th. That would be Wednesday night at Studio 7. They're on the bill. Opening up for their old friends in the Shrine, also Cadaver, and then May 23rd at the Lo-Fi. Let's go ahead and play another song from the second EP. The song is called Man About Town. What does it feel like to be a man about town?
Invigorating, liberating, masculine, clean.
Clean?
Of all Spice the things?
Yeah. No, that's what my body wash says.
Right on, right on. I could dig it. I was just looking for some pervy action right there. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. This is Mystery Ship, and the song is called Man About Town. 99.9 KISW. It is loud and local. That is Mystery Ship from their second EP. The song is called Man About Town. Prior to that, played Paleo Days, Better Off, Chinatown, and Bridge Burner. Bridge Burner and Chinatown are from the new EP, pardon me, the new 7-inch, which is available now. Mystery Ship, my special guest tonight for Loud and Local. Guys, go around the studio and do what you've done so well so far tonight and introduce yourself and so on and so forth. Try to not gong each other.
Yeah, well, there's always a next time for that.
I'm Mike.
I play guitar and I sing.
I'm Josh, I play guitar.
I'm Travis, I play the drums.
And I'm Alex, and I play electric bass guitar.
Right on. I love nothing more than waxing poetic about bands that I love, and I tend to find that musicians are the same way. Let's go around the studio. Tell me, maybe start off with telling me who you first heard that you were like, oh, damn, I got to do that. I got to figure out how to play, but I want to do that. That's awesome. And who continues to inspire you? Like, you know, who you dig, you know?
Whoa, tough question.
Yeah, I'm all about the tough questions.
Yeah, like a lot of other people, I'm sure I was raised on the Beatles.
Yeah.
So, you know, had a good, solid upbringing with those four guys.
Who?
The Beatles. And then progressed on to the Rolling Stones, you know, from there.
Yeah.
Kind of get the, you know, that side of the spectrum as
totally.
Well.
Totally.
Most recently, I've been really digging the Jethro Tull album "Stand Up."
Right on.
A lot. It's got a great gatefold. The gatefold pops up, and the guys like pop out at you too, which is
playing the flute.
Yeah, kind of frightening. Whoa,
Flamingo
hold on,
stands.
Ian, chill out. But all those British, you know, those great blues bands that you know, like the Blues Breakers and like early Fleetwood Mac. There's a great kind of like rarities collection of it's called the Original Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
That's just funny. Can't get enough of that stuff.
Hair Club, the big boss over here. He just bought that, and we were talking about how it's kind of tough to find, but really, really, really good.
The Green God, so yeah, it's fantastic.
Right on. Okay,
I could go on, but
well let's spread the fun around here.
One of my earliest memories. I always kind of wanted to play drums, and much like Alex said, my parents just, you know, listened to the right kind of music and got me influenced at an early age. But I remember listening to the Allman Brothers when I was pretty young and being just blown away by this drummer that I was hearing, thinking he could do things. He must have had like four arms and 4 feet.
Like an octopus.
My dad was like, you idiot, there's two drum set players in that band.
You're like, two drummers? Like, oh, you just blew my mind.
They're both pretty good, but
wait,
not
what?
As good as the one guy I thought he was. But just always growing up listening to good old rock and roll and having parents who were into the same thing and supportive of me wanting to do it, it just all kind of came naturally.
That's cool that you ended up staying in that vein, because so often you end up going in the opposite direction of whatever your parents played for you when you were a kid, you know.
Oh, there were definitely some Minor Threat and, you know, punk rock years sprinkled in there that I don't think my folks were really into, but you know.
But that's part of
that's
it.
That's why
you
it
know.
Rules.
Yeah, right.
Indeed. How about now?
Oh man, truth be told, I've been listening to a lot of bands that are contemporaries. The Shrine's new record is killer. The new Ancient Warlocks record is awesome. There's a lot of good music coming out from Seattle, definitely, but from, you know, a lot of rock bands doing an awesome thing these days, and it's exciting to see.
That's cool. On a side note with the Allman Brothers, have you read Greg Allman's autobiography yet?
I haven't, but I've heard it's pretty ridiculous.
It's so good. I have it sitting next to my bed right now, and it's so good.
I recently reread The Dirt by the Crew.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which is the most ridiculous book. You can't put it down.
Over the top.
It's
over
deplorable.
I remember awesome. Reading the story in The Dirt about a radio interview that they did and what they did to the radio gal that was giving the interview, and I was like, oh my god, that mortified. Yeah, really, really cool. All right, moving on.
Okay, I'm going to say, well, like probably most of us, all the early, you know, late 60s, early 70s, Zeppelin, Sabbath, Deep Purple, BOC were all like obvious influences, but I mean, stuff like Humble Pie, Steve Marriott, to me is one of my all-time favorite musicians. I mentioned Cactus earlier. I love that band. Probably my favorite band out of the 70s. Alvin Lee, you know, 10 years after, like, you know, everything late 60s, early 70s is really my jam. That's where my heart is, for sure.
Indeed. I can dig that, most certainly.
Yeah, Chuck Berry, Rory Gallagher, all the first five, especially Black Sabbath records. You know, when you're a kid and you hear Led Zeppelin 2 for the first time, you're like, right. That is the loudest thing I've ever heard in my whole life. Yeah. Those guys get all the chicks and they have the most fun time at life. So, yeah, all that, Black Flag, you know, up until and Justice for All, Metallica, but strictly cutting off after there.
Never heard that before.
Maiden, Maiden.
Oh, come
Maiden,
on, Fuel
Maiden,
was a good
for
song.
For sure. especially the rhyme in the Ancient Mariner. And Rush.
Yeah, Rush!
Geddy Lee is the man.
Hardest working man in show business.
No, seriously. I mean, I remember seeing live videos of those guys when I was a kid. I was like, those guys are best friends, and they rock. They have the best time all the time.
That's so awesome. Mystery Ship are my special guests tonight for Loud and Local. You can see these righteous dudes this Wednesday night, opening up for The Shrine and Cadaver at Studio 7. And then you can see them, if you dig what you hear tonight, you can also see them at the Lo-Fi on the 23rd of this month. We believe that's a Friday night, along with Mirror Queen, Harsh Took, and what's the other band?
Aqua Nebula Oscillator.
That is so cool. I would just butcher that to high heavens. We've already talked about that. More with Mystery Ship coming up next as Loud and Local continues. Stand by. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. To find out more about Loud and Local, like how to submit your band's material, to listen to past podcasts, to find out about shows, all the goods, hit up the Loud and Local page at KISW.com. My special guests tonight are Mystery Ship. Their music is available via Knick Knack Records. Check it out at Knick Knack Records. Their website is mystery-ship.com. You can also search them on Facebook. You want to search Mystery Ship Band. You could do the same with Twitter and Instagram as well. The music's out there in some local music stores, also Bandcamp, Reverb Nation, and some of the usual suspects as well. But get out and buy. Let me say this. I go on my pulpit every week. Don't ask to be put on the guest list, because musicians are all broke. So are some radio people too. But I'm not going to get into that. But when you can do that and buy the merch and sport the T-shirt, especially when you can get a T-shirt for your hot wife or your hot girlfriend, that really helps the cause as well. I've got guys. Let's go around and have you introduce yourself again, because I like the way
I'm
you do
Mike,
it.
And I play guitar and I sing.
I'm Josh. I play guitar.
I am Travis, and I play the drums.
I'm Alex, and I play bass guitar and sing.
This is my favorite question to ask. If you could place any particular Mystery Ship song in any movie, or any TV show for that matter, what would it be? Who would like to go first? I gave you guys ample time to think about this.
Well, when you first posed it to me, the first thing that popped in my head wasn't just like having the song playing in the background, but being in the movie as the band.
Oh, so, like you guys would be playing?
I want to be on Wayne's World with Wayne and Garth groveling at our knees that they're not worthy.
I applaud that.
Maybe, I'll be on Wayne's stock in Wayne's World 2.
That's fine. Rub elbows with Aerosmith and be like, do something from Rocks, guys.
Extreme close-up.
Oh, that's classic. I can get behind that one. All right, who else is next?
Go ahead, man.
There's a great scene in the movie Black Swan. That would be my vote.
I have not seen that movie.
Check it out.
So I'll watch the movie, I'll just know.
At the wrong time.
It's super good.
Are we talking about that? Isn't there supposed to be like some hot lesbian scene?
No, there's some beautiful dancing, though.
There's some beautiful... Okay. All right, good enough. Fair enough. Who else? Who hasn't went yet? All you guys? You haven't went yet.
I'll go. I'm going to go with the TV show. And if we were included in the Homer Palooza episode of The Simpsons...
Oh, yeah!
I would...
I'm on board.
Wow.
That is good. I like your guys' answers. 99.9 KISW, my special guest tonight for Loud and Local, Mystery Ship. Once again, you could see them Wednesday night at Studio 7, opening up for their old friends in the Shrine and Cadaver as well. And then you could see them at the Lo-Fi on the 23rd of this month. Check out their music. There's two EPs and the new 7-inch that is available now that dropped a couple of months ago. From your second EP, we're going to play a song called Wild Eyes here in a second. But you guys worked with Jack, Father Jack.
Jack and Dina.
We love our Jack. And, I love Jack, too, for a long time. And that's another story for another time. But, wow, hello. Ooh. I end up admitting more things than I should during Loud and Local, I think, because it's late at night. Tell me about working with the man, Jack and Dino.
He's a workhorse. He cracked the whip 12 hours straight without, like, sweating it once. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, he was awesome. Yeah. It was a great time.
Yeah, it was just a pleasure working with him. And I think we got a great product, too. He did a really good job. It's a great experience.
Super relaxed, really funny guy. Just all around awesome to work with.
And the final words he said to us as we were leaving the studio, we were like, Jack, just like we were recording him on our camera. Like, Jack, what are your final words to us? And he said, he's like, gentlemen, go forth and rock. And we're like, okay. Yeah,
that's it. That's it.
That's Jack.
That is
in a
the
nutshell.
Message, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a man of few words, but those words count
for sure.
Excellent. 99.9 KISW. Please go out and check out Mystery Ship. You could see them once again Wednesday night at Studio 7, opening up for the Shrine and Cadaver, and then you could see them on the 23rd at the Lo-Fi. You can check them out on Facebook. Search Mystery Ship Band. Same goes for Twitter. Also Instagram. The label is Knickknack. Records.com. Have I talked about everything I need to talk? Have I promoted you thoroughly tonight?
You've done a wonderful job.
Okay, good. All right. Stroke the ego. gentlemen, this has been a pleasure. I look forward to seeing you guys again soon.
Thank you so much, John.
Yeah, this has been good. We're gonna wrap things up with the song Wild Eyes. Good night, guys. This is it.
Have a good night, Seattle.
99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. And this is Mystery Ship with the song Wild Eyes.
We'll be right back.
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.